his fiscal world, what is putting in contention to have a real role here to start the year?
Smart, you know, football intelligence. Had a guy that at Oklahoma State, Colby Harvell, PO, played for me as a freshman. I mean, these are guys that they're rare. They at safety, they're rare. They come in, they just have an understanding of the game, and they find a way to get around the ball. So it jumps out at you.
Second row middle, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Last time we talked about, you said Jahad, Josh, and Malik were all in that battle to be that third starting safety. Have you guys come to a conclusion there?
Nope, they're all still in contention. I can probably see them all.
Okay. What do you like about, you just kind of answered about Malik. What did you like about Josh and Jahad at that adjuster spot?
Josh has you know, great closing speed, and we know that he will be a factor in terms of run support and, you know, getting to the ball. He kind of brings a different element with the way he comes right high to low, inside out, you know. And then Jahad, he's played a lot of football, so he's coachable, he's smart, and he has experience.
Sorry about that. Coach right behind him, Andy Anders, Letterman Road. Nope.
I wanted to ask more about Kenyatta Jackson and sort of was there a time in camp when he really started popping, and just how has he sort of, you know, emerged over the course of the offseason?
He started really shining last spring. I mean, we saw him last spring. The more opportunities he gets, it's anybody. You don't have to be a coach to see him just kind of jump off the video.
Far left, Whitney Harding, WCMH.
Coach, yesterday, Indiana offensive coordinator Walt Bell said that Tommy Eichenberg, he thinks, is the best linebacker in the country. What is it about Tommy that, in your opinion, makes him the best linebacker in the country and is such a leader for your side of the ball?
You know, Tommy understands, he can relate what play is happening in front of him to how our defense works. So he knows exactly where the escape hatch for the run game is going to be, I think, and he shows up fast. He gets to the ball quickly because he understands the game and how it relates to our defense. I think his improvements we're looking for are really in the pass game. You know, in terms of his overall football intelligence playing versus compared to what he's like in the locker room or on the field as an inspirational guy and quiet, right? Because he doesn't talk, but just by the way he plays, they're both really high, you know. So I think that does make him. I don't really know what's out there, but I think he's the best in the country.
This being the second year now that these guys are in your system, are you looking forward to seeing them maybe think less and be more instinctual with what they're doing out there? And how's that going to make what you guys are doing better?
Yeah, I mean, the more someone understands the complete system rather than just an individual position, but how all 11 parts work together, you said it, the faster they can play. You know, as coaches a lot, and as fans or as, you know, reporters of the game, I think a lot of times if you see a guy playing not at full speed, right, it's easy to wonder, is he not motivated or does he not know what he's doing? You know, and I think that's as coaches, we have to take responsibility for that. If a guy knows what he's doing, he can play fast. If he doesn't, he plays tentative. That's a reflection of coaching.
Second row left, Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach, it seems like there's been a lot of comments about Jack Sawyer and maybe stepping up his game and becoming perhaps a more consistent pass rushing player for you guys this year. Just have you seen that in preseason camp, and how important will that be to have him and the other guys you mentioned, Kenyatta, create that kind of pressure?
Yeah. I mean, Jack, you know, we moved him around a little bit. I mean, I think that gave him a good feel of what the defense is about in its entirety. Ultimately settled on the fact that he needs to be attacking in part of a four down group. And he shined. You know, he's been able to focus on one thing. and I think when you do that, your talents can really grow and develop.
Those two spots, defensive tackle, do you have a pretty good rotation there? What that'll look like? Maybe two guys, two and two at each spot. Just what would that look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a whole grouping of guys that can play there. You know, I do, and I think we're really solid. You know, Tyleek, like I said, he's been a little. I think he's really athletic. You know, he was a little banged up, but he's back. Mike Hall is going to be really hard to handle. You know, I think we all saw that. We have to keep him healthy. Ty is a guy that you want, you know, like a stalwart of the defense. You need those guys. You need those guys on the front line that are going to take two blockers and are willing to do it. You know, don't sleep on Jaden McKenzie. He's a playmaker. Hero Canoe, I think, has really shined, you know, in camp.
Fourth row right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
I guess on that topic, you've talked about a lot of guys who said the phrase, they're going to play a lot. How many, I know that you guys want to play a lot of depth, but how much is too much as you go into the season when it comes to not over-substituting to where guys don't get into a rhythm on the field?
Well, you know, up front, I think that's it's whole a whole different entity. You know, Coach Johnson has done that very well and will continue to do that. So we're not looking for any of those guys to get a lot of reps, you know, when it comes to the, you know, in terms of who has the majority of the reps. We'd like them all to play equal and all to be fresh in the fourth quarter and attacking and rushing the quarterback. You know, when it comes to linebacker, you know, Tommy and Steele, they have to play the majority of the plays. Because you're right, there is a lot of consistency and seeing what the offense is doing involved in there. But, you know, Cody and CJ will both play.
Front row right, Austin Ward, Rivals, the podcast.
Jim, when did Tyleek get back to closer to full speed and what's the next step for him?
You know, I don't remember the exact day or when, you know, all the days run together to me, but I mean, his next step is just consistency. You know, I mean, he flashes tremendous athletic ability, and it's just consistency. It's just, you know, doing it all the time, every play.
Far right, Andrew Gillis, Cleveland.com.
Jim, you obviously know Indiana's defensive coordinator pretty well. What kind of game plan would you expect from him against, you know, new quarterbacks, new offensive line?
Yeah, I do have great respect for Matt. He's, oh God, I don't know if I have to say a son to me. I don't know how much older I am than him. Maybe a little brother, but you know, I know Matt too is a team guy first. You know, so I think he'll operate, you know, within the system that they have, and I think he'll, you know, he knows what we have in terms of our receivers, you know, so I could definitely see him doing something to help them, you know, in terms of that matchup.
Fourth row right, Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
Jim, Coach Dave was saying that Arvell Reese is one of those guys who's earned the opportunity as a true freshman to play right away, at least in some capacity. What has he done since the summer riding late to show you that he can do that?
You know, he's just, I think when it comes to freshmen, particularly up front, and that's, you know, one of the reasons we moved Arvell right now from, you know, a linebacker to more of a defensive end type, because what you saw is just a guy who plays fast. You know, you see him pursue the ball and play with a little bit of reckless abandon, and he's strong and he can handle things. So, you know, as a freshman, now you're just trying to look for ways to get him opportunities on the field because he showed that.
Front row right, Tim May podcast.
Yeah, Jim, I'm just wondering, you're in your second year at Ohio State. Would you describe your defense now? Is it your philosophy, has it evolved? You know what I mean? Compared to a year ago. And then number two, you know, the question I keep getting asked by everybody is, can they stop the big play? Can they stop that explosive play because of the way the year ended right now?
Yeah.
So maybe maybe both of those are the same question.
Yeah, they are. They're both the same question. Yeah, it's a. I'm ever evolving. I want to be. Always hard looks, you know. Always sleepless nights trying to figure out how to be better. It's what I'm committed to, because I want our players to be committed to being better. So, yeah, the evolving nature comes from, okay, we did not do what we had to do in those matchup games. So how do we evolve the defense to stay aggressive, continue to win on third downs, but also have plans in place to prevent the explosive plays? You know, so it's always evolving.
And you talked about Matt a second ago, but he can give you insight on both sides of the ball, right? I mean, you know, Greg, I mean, do you?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, he can. He does. He yeah. He knows what I do really well. So yeah, he will definitely be able to give their offense insight into what we do.
Third row right, Tony Gerben, Buckeye Huddle.
Jim, sounds like you guys will play three corners, or three corners. How do you see that happening? Is it a rotation? Is Jordan Hancock playing some nickel at times? How do you see that happening?
Yeah, both of those. Yeah, we'll play. You know, all three of them have earned playing time. I see a rotation. Slide Jordan into nickel some, get him some reps there. But they all will play. And you know how it goes with corners. I think a lot, you know, as you get through a game, it starts to become who's hot. You know, you start to go with who's hot.
So then when you are sliding Jordan to nickel, where does Sonny then go?
Sonny, he can go to different places. You know, we can be in a 6 DB package, so Sonny can stay in there. Sonny could be in there in a linebacker capacity. There are a lot of roles to keep him involved and in the game.
Front row, middle, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, now that we know the starting quarterback is going to be, I'm just curious what your impressions of Kyle McCord are from going against him in practice all the time.
Is that true? He's not tricking me, right? Is
no.
He?
Shit. Coach didn't name him.
Okay. Well, he's a St. Joe prep guy, so that's my first thing, right? Right. Prep pride, you know, so. Cool, you know, cool, level-headed, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, strong arm. But really, I always look at him as that calm, collected, composed, you know, when you're going against a quarterback like that, I think that gives everybody confidence. You know, he's just that kind of guy.
And everybody, I mean, Indiana's also going to have a new quarterback. We don't know who that's going to be. They got a bunch of new transfers. I mean, how hard is that to prepare for that offense? Because you don't know anything. Really.
It's difficult. You're right. I mean, you got first game, you got new people. First game is always like, what are you going to get? Could get triple option. I mean, really, really seriously, you could get anything. So, you know, and then you not only a new season, but new people, you better be good at your fundamentals, you know, because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Did I miss anybody? Okay, I don't know if we'll be able to get to everybody. Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now.
Hi, Coach. You know, you talked about Tommy's, you know, his specific traits, but specifically from his position, year two of your system, how important is it for you to have somebody returning in that role so that your defense is ready to go?
Right, we're pushing, coaching, leading Tommy to become that quarterback of the defense, to be able to, you know, see what's happening on the field, you know, and relate it to what I call, to understand why I'm calling it. All those things, but you know, you're exactly right. Second year, we want him to be the quarterback and run the show.
Third row left, Dan Hope, Lebanon Warriors.
Jim, with not naming a starter at free safety yet, is that more that nobody's emerged yet, or do you feel confident in all three of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, they all can play, but you're right. You know, who's going to get it? We still got a couple of days of practice left. you know. Let's go out and see what you're made of. Go and get the position.
Is there a concern at a position like that that you don't have one guy solidified as a starter right now?
You know, yes. I mean, we know that honest truth, the rest is BS. When you have, you know, you don't have one particular guy that you're, you know, hey, this is our dude. There's always some thought behind it. There's always some angst behind it. You know, who's it going to be? What's this guy do well? What's he do well? How am I going to call it when he's in there? What am I going to call when the other guy's in there? So yeah, there's something to that.
And final questions, deep left. Jeremy Birmingham, Rivals.
Jim, when you have guys like Malik Hartford and C.J. Hicks and Sonny Styles, people that are just athletically maybe a little bit different than what you've had in last year that were really ready to play, how do you balance the experience and the stability of guys like Tommy and Steele versus the upside and potential excitement but also the potential mistakes that a guy like C.J. makes in that role? Do you see yourself maybe playing more with C.J. alongside Tommy, so that you have that support system in place?
Your point is valid. It's blend. It's a blend, right? You have to, you know, the younger guys who are extremely athletic versus a veteran who you know is going to know exactly what he's doing, you know? So it's always a back and forth. You know, don't be hard one way or the other, you know? Let's give these guys a chance to do what they do well. Let's give those guys a chance to do what they do well.
A year ago, was that, and for you coming into a new system and new guys, was that a bit of a challenge that you feel like you've been able to get over that hump personally to feel more comfortable playing those guys?
Everything's a challenge all the time. And if I ever think I'm over the hump, then I shouldn't be here anymore. So,
Coach, thank you very much.